We are thrilled that you joined us today. The message you're about to hear is filled with the life-changing power of God's Word. We would love for you to share with us how God has impacted your life through this message. Visit us at riverrochester.com or attend any of our services at the River Church in Brockport, New York. Thanks again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy today's message. Tonight, the Lord has really put something on my heart to share with you guys, and I'm really excited about it. So we're going to just dive right in. The Lord has been talking to me a lot about expectancy. And so me being who I am, I'm like, all right, well, let's look up exactly what expectancy means. So I'm going to share that with you tonight. Expectancy is the state of thinking or hoping that something, especially something good, will happen. It's anticipation. So to me, expectancy sounds an awful lot like faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you see, faith expects. They kind of go hand in hand. When you are walking in faith, you can expect something from the Lord because faith counts it as done. So we're called to live a life of faith. We walk by faith. We walk by not what we see, but we walk by faith, living by faith. So we are called to walk in expectancy. So you may be thinking like, okay, I thought tonight was a prayer night, and here she is talking about expectancy. What do the two have to do with each other? I'm so glad that you asked, because I'm going to answer that for you, okay? When we pray, we want to get results, right? Raise your hand here if you want to get some results when you pray, right? You want some results. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one who wants results. So in order to get results in prayer, we need to pray in faith. We should expect our prayers to be answered. We should expect results in our prayers. That's the way the Lord has designed prayer to be, to get results. It even says, turn with me to James 5:16. Now, this one is going to sound familiar because we say this verse quite often here. That was James 5:16. And this is what the Lord says about prayer. It says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now you might be thinking availeth is kind of like King Jamesy. Can you translate that different? In the New Living Translation, it says that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Now that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's the kind of prayer that I want right there, right? And you know what? The good thing is that I have that, because it says the earnest prayer of a righteous man or a righteous person. What is a righteous person? Someone who is in right standing with the Lord, someone whose sins are forgiven in the past, in right standing with the Lord. Their prayer, their earnest prayer, has power and produces wonderful results. If my prayer has power and produces results, then I can have expectancy for results when I come to the Lord. Are you guys picking up what I'm laying down here, how they go hand in hand? You know, some people, you've heard it said like, well, I prayed about it and nothing happened. Like, that's not the intent of prayer with the Lord. The intent is for results. Because if we aren't expecting results, like, what are we doing? Like, are we wasting our time in prayer? Because the Lord's not big into wasting time either. You know what I mean? Like, we are to expect results. We are to come in faith. We are to know that our prayers produce wonderful results. So you might be saying, like, Marika, you sound really sure of yourself. Like, how can you be so sure? I'm sure because the Word tells me so. All right, let's turn in the Bible to Mark 11:23 and 24. Give you a minute here. That was Mark 11:23 and 24. And it says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen. So they don't doubt in their heart, but they believe that what they say will happen, then it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you that whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. I don't really see any wiggle room in that scripture. It says, whatever you ask in prayer. It doesn't say, sometimes in prayer, you might possibly receive what you ask, maybe. That's not what my Bible says. It says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Now, Pastor Jeremiah talked about prayer last week, and I would highly recommend going back and listening to that because he talks about praying the Word of God and praying like where you're asking and you're just tenacious about it. So he kind of laid like a really, really good foundation. So if you didn't listen to that, go back, because I'm not saying like whatever you ask, like you're not going to pray to be a drug lord and the Lord's going to answer that prayer, of course. Just to clarify, maybe those listening online might have had a confusion with that. That's not what we're talking about, okay? We're not talking about that. But when you pray, you believe, you expect, and it will be yours. Plain and simple. You know, well, the thing I love about the Word of God is that a lot of times it's just there. It's there for you. It's the truth, and you just got to grab hold of it, right? This word here, this book here, is the word of like the Almighty, all-powerful God. And it is one of the best gifts that he has ever given to us. Like, we have a really good God. He gave us his son, right, who died on the cross to forgive our sins, to make a way for us to even come to heaven. He gave us his name, the name that's above every other name, for us to use. He gave us the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us. And he gave us this word as directions, as things to stand on. He didn't just, like, he gave us everything we need, but it's our job to stand up, to rise up, to figure out what it is in this word and to get it, right? So the other thing I love about God's word is that it's true and that it can't return void. Turn with me to Numbers 23:19. Little Old Testament action for you. Numbers 23:19. And it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it, and will he not do? Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? Has he not said it, and will he not do? Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? Will it not come to pass? Will the word of the Lord not come true in your life? Jeremiah 1:12. Let's turn there together too. Jeremiah 1:12. Now, the Lord recently brought me to this verse, and I feel like I must have read it before, but for some reason, when I read it this time, it was just different. So Jeremiah 1:12 says, and this is the Lord speaking to the prophet Jeremiah, and he's kind of telling him about himself, if you will. So this is what the Lord says about himself. The Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. I was like, man, thank you, Lord. Like, I was excited about that one because, you know, we don't serve some kind of passive God who's just like sitting on the couch and not caring about what's going on in your life. In 2 Chronicles, it tells us that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are blameless towards him. So not only is the Lord is alert, active, his eyes running to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts is his. See, you don't have to talk God into working on your behalf. He's ready to do it. He's not only ready to do it, he wants to do it. And you know what it takes? It takes us rising up and doing what he said. He has laid it all out for us. He wants to, but he can't do it until you grab a hold of it. That's expectancy. I know when I get the revelation and grab a hold of it, that's when change happens. That's when the Lord moves. You know, he wants to show himself strong on your behalf. So what we need to do is we need to get in this word. We need to grab hold of it. We need to believe it, mix our faith with it, and then it's ours. We can expect this word to come to pass because I told you, he's a lot. He was actively watching. He's alert, ready to perform it on your behalf. We just have to grab it, right? We need the word to become our absolute truth, letting his word be true and everything else a lie. Everything contrary to the word of God to be a temporary lie of the devil. Something comes at you and it doesn't line up with this word, you could say, oh, I know that's not for me. That's not from the devil. No matter what it looks like, no matter what circumstance it is a temporary lie from the devil. And the Lord has given you the power to tell it to go back where it came from. See, we need to expect to see this word come to pass in our lives. So convinced of it that no one else can tell you any different. Expect for your life to shine forth his glory. Expect him to hear your prayers and to answer them. Expect the word to be true. Expect the next time you see someone who is sick to lay your hands on them and they recover, because that is what the word says. Your head might be going nuts and being like, that doesn't make any sense. But the faith and the expectancy and the one inside of you says, do it. I'm ready. I'm alert. I'm active, watching over my word to perform it. You just got to grab hold of it. You know, God takes his word seriously, and so should we. It's not some made-up story that we tell to kids before they go to bed as good moral values. No, it's the truth. It's real, and it's yours if you want it. You know, in Tampa, they had this saying. They said, God said it. We believe it. That settles it. As simple as that. You know, so sometimes when I was growing up, my parents said this line, and I never really understood it until I became a parent, but they said, because I said so. And I don't know if you've ever heard that line, but in my house, if my mom said, because I said so, that settled it, right? She said so, that settles it. And that's the same with our Heavenly Father. He has said so in his word, and that needs to settle it for us, right? That way, that is why we can come with expectancy, because this is like a contract. Like Pastor Jeremiah said last week, we can use this and come out like a lawyer. Like say, this is what your word says, Lord. I believe it. And that settles it. And I'm ready to see it come to pass. Because of that, because of this word, because this word is true, when we pray the word of God, we can expect results. Wonderful results, just like we read earlier. Not because of the power in ourselves, but because of the word and because of who is backing the word. Because the greater one lives in us, because we believe this word, therefore we walk in confidence, in boldness, and in expectancy. You know, the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffer violent and the violent take it by force. You know, growing up, I had this idea like you had to be really polite with God, like you had to have your best manners with God. But that's not what the Bible says. It says the kingdom of God suffer violence and the violent take it by force. Right? We have to rise up and take hold of what God has for us. You know, and it may be sounding like I'm coming across really serious. And yeah, I am, because it's serious. Because I'm not going to pray prayers that don't get results. I'm not going to live my life not having what God said I could have. I'm not going to get to heaven and realize that I missed out on so much because I just didn't grab hold of it. That the Lord has set before me a table and I refuse to come and sit down. You know, we had, I was listening to Adalys Shuttlesworth one time, and I think Bishop Oyedepo was the one who said this, but he said that life, it isn't funfare, it's warfare. And it's not like warfare, like, you know, I'm not talking about like going in the streets and like pulling down the heavenlies and getting all flaky, but I'm talking about being on the offense, taking what the Lord has for you, because that's what he has told you to do. And the thing is that the devil is not kind. He doesn't play fair. He's not playing by the rules. He's not waiting for you to be ready. He's not giving you a free ride up the side. Here you go, have all the best. He's not working everything out for your good. The devil has one agenda: to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's his plan all the time. And he's not fighting fair. He doesn't care if he goes after your kids. He doesn't care if he goes after your grandparents. He doesn't care if he goes after your money. He may not be able to get you out of heaven, but he's going to stop you from getting everything that the Lord has for you. That's why prayer is serious. And that's why prayer has power. You know, what's good, though, is even though the devil doesn't play fair, we don't have to play fair either, because we have the advantage. If you read this book, we have already won. The greater one lives in us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is alive in us. So we need to rise up, believe the word of God. Even though the devil is defeated, he comes and he tries to steal from you with deception. He's been doing it since day one, deceived Adam and Eve. Like, did God really say this? Did he say this? And he just tries to take from you. But that is why we must know the word of God, so that we can stand strong on it. You know, I kind of, being like the kids' church director, I kind of see things like in pictures sometimes. So you're just go with me here for a second, okay? I kind of picture us like Bruce Banner, you know? He's just kind of like not super impressive by himself. He's just like, all right, you know, just average Joe. But when we grab hold of the word of God and let it rise up in us, I mean, we turn into like the Hulk. Like, seriously, we become like, you know, like, ah, like the Hulk. You know what I mean? Like, we've got the power because we've got the word and we've got the one backing the word. And when we pray, we need to have that, you know, Hulkness that in us. You know, that's fervent prayer, right? When you let something rise up in you, that's your spirit rising up in you. No one messes with the Hulk, right? I mean, people try, but you just don't. I don't know if that's a super biblical example, but that's how I see it. Like, I see Marika as just Marika, but Marika with like the Holy Ghost and the word, I'm like Hulk Marika, and you just don't mess with that, right? So that boldness and confidence, that's why and how we can walk in expectancy. That's why we're going to pray in just a little while, but that's why when we pray, we expect results. Because our prayer, us being righteous, us being in right standing with God, produces. And if we're walking in faith, we can expect those results. Now, one of my favorite examples of expectancy, and I'm just going to tell it to you real quick so that we have time for prayer, but is the woman with the issue of blood. If you think about her story, it's pretty crazy, because she says, if I could just touch the hem of his robe, I know that I will be made whole. No matter however many years it was, however much money she spent, and that she didn't grow better, but rather grow worse. No matter the fact that she shouldn't have even been out in public, that there's a huge crowd, how is she even going to get to Jesus? But she put a demand, an expectation. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his robe, I know that I will be made whole. So she pushes in through the crowd. She pushes into Jesus and she gets it. She touches the hem of his robe. And what happens? She gets her miracle, right? Not only does she get her miracle, but it stopped Jesus. He was like, who touched me? Right? Because faith and expectancy puts a demand on the Lord. When someone you trust says something to you, you expect it to happen. If my husband tells me I'll be home 7 o'clock, I expect him to be home around 7 o'clock, you know, give or take traffic. How much more if the Lord says something to you, can we not take it as truth and as fact and expect things to happen? So when we pray tonight, I'm believing with all of you that whatever it is on your heart to pray for, that whatever we pray for together, that we are going to see testimonies from it, because we're going to pray the word of the Lord, and because the word cannot return void. So if you all want to stand up, and we're actually going to come up here tonight a little closer since there's a small group, We're going to have some topics on the screen there. And I'll start us off in prayer. If you guys want to pray in the Holy Ghost, if the Lord gives you something to pray to, jump on in. This is open free time. If there's something on your heart that you're wanting to pray for specifically, please do, because that's why we're here. And when you have testimonies, let us hear them. Thanks for listening to this message from the River Church. We hope you stay connected with us online at riverrochester.com.